We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Samach Tesam Abayzim, and we're starting the last line of Samach Tesam Aleph. It says, "V'koyin Gadol Oimed." When the Savior comes in, he stands up. It's Mashma until now he is sitting. Mechlal Shu Yoshev until now he is sitting. And the question is, how is he allowed to sit in the Azara of Adan Tanan? Ein Yeshiva Lamach Ba'Azara LeElamachis Beis Dava Levad. Allah is he now allowed to sit down in the base of the Azara? Rashi brings in a pasuk in Lamed L'Sharis or Oim L'Mshal Pnei Hashem. You don't find any yeshiva in the Azara. Only Malach Beis David. Shenev of Yovei Melech David v'Yeshiv Pnei Hashem. So you see, only David HaMelech is allowed to sit in front of Hashem. Only in the Azara, not the Kohen Gadol. So how is he allowed to sit? And for the Gemara, Kedom Rav Chista about a different halacha be'ezas nashim. Rav Chista said that this kriya was be'ezas nashim. Hakinami, here also be'ezas nashim. Here also we'll say this halacha also was an ezas nashim. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol, after he heard the sar went to Azazel, he went into ezas nashim. He sat down. When the Sefer Torah came in, he stood up and he was going to do the kriya satira. Meheich itul Rav Chista. We was Rav Chista said, aha, on the following brisa, it's a shaila tigeres meisvei. Aha, meisvei, the Tanya looked at the brisa. This is talking about, this brisa is talking about hakel. Heichan karim by Bazara. Where do you lane hakel? So heichan karim by Bazara. Tanakama says it's not Azara. It sounds like the regular Azara. That's where they lane hakel. Rosh Yaakovim by Harabais. Naharabais. Shenema v'yukaboy lefnei arachoyv asher lefnei sharamayim. This pasuk is talking about Nehemia when he lane. They asked him to lane them the Torah, and on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he lane them the Torah. And actually, if you look at the Pesukim there, they laid them in the Torah, and all of a sudden they started crying. Why were they crying? Because they realized how they didn't keep the Torah. And Nehemiah told them, go back home, eat, and enjoy. This is where the Makar is to make the Rosh Hashanah Tayantif. And they went home, and they enjoyed. And then it says afterwards that they learned about Sukkos, and they kept Sukkos, Ketikuna, the first time in years. And after that, it says that they divorced all their wives, that they were goyim, whatever the story was there. But this pasuk says there that Yikubal Fnei Rechayv Hashem Fnei Shamayim was on Harabayis. So let's Jacob holds that the Kriya was on Harabayis. For Om Rav Chista, Rav Chista says that the Tanakhama said Ba'azara is going Be'ezus Noshim. It's going Be'ezus Noshim. And if you learn it's a Meisve, it's somehow a Kasha that there, that if Hakel was an Azara, it must be that Yom Kippur was an Azara. And by Yom Kippur, it says that he sat. So same kash really, I ain't Shiva Azara. Terry says Azara means the Ezra's Nashim. Once we mention the Psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah, we are going to talk about a Pasuk about Ezra. It says, this is Ezra again, he read the Torah for the Klal Yisrael. That's the Psukim we're talking about. And it says also in the Pasuk, Vayivarech Ezra as Hashem lekim haGadol. Then it says, "Vayit nepasiv yan kol amen amen b'mal yaday and pick up the hand." Vayiktu v'shtach l'Hashem apayim aratzah. So what does Gadol mean? My Gadol. Om Rav Yosef Machlekes. Om Rav Yosef Arav. She Gadol b'Shem Afarish. He said the Shem Afarish. He made a bracha to Hashem with the Shem Afarish. Rav Gidol Omar Baruch Hashem lekay Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. He was masakin to answer on a bracha. You don't answer with a main, you say, Baruch Hashem Elikei Yisrael, Mina Oilem Vad Oilem. Omle Abayel L'Rav Dimi, V'dil Moshe Gidol Shem Yafarish. How did the second Rav Gidol know to say that what Gadol means, that they answered with the special amens, Baruch Hashem Elikei Yisrael, Mina Oilem. Maybe it was Shigol Shem Yafarish. Omaloi answered, Ein Oim Shem Yafarish Gulim. They don't say Shem Yafarish out of the Azara. And here they were on the Harabayis, so you don't say the Shem Yafarish out of it, that's why he said not. Bring him up a loy. It's not. Vachsiv. It's a different pasuk. Vayamid Ezra asoifa migdal eitz asher also ludava. But Rav Gidol, Rav Gidol himself says, "Shigav Shem Farish." You see something attached to Shem Farish. And for the Gemara, no, there was a royal shohi. So that was a special case. But usually there is no heter to say out of the Beis Hamikdash, out of the Azara, the Shem Hamafarish. So Gemara goes further and explains what happened in the pesukim in Nehemiah. That it says in the next parasha there in Nehemiah that they went, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, which was comprised of Ezra and other, the Gedolei Hadar, they were called the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. What they did was they eradicated the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. And this is the parasha. It says in the pasuk, Yitzaku El Hashem Elikim B'Kol Gadol. My Omar, what did they say? Omar, what are they screaming about? What were they davening about? Omar Rabbi, Terev Yechanan, they were saying like this, Bye bye, which means, oh, how terrible, woe unto us. It's because of this Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, that's when the Beis Mikdash was charev, the Kali Lechala, the Heichal was burnt, by Katlin Lekulu Tzadiki, and all the things got killed, by Glim Yisrael Ba'areim, and the Kali Yisrael went into Galus. And this Avodah Zarah is still here? Kulum yavid alone, the whole reason we have this Yetzahara of the Avodah Zarah, el lekabula ba'agra, the makabal schar. He says, we're not doing well. Like you, Bina, we don't want this Yetzahara of le'agra, we don't need the schar. It's not working out. Nafalu piska merakia, a paper fell from Shemayim, from the sky, davakasu be'emes, that an emes, which means a signature of Hashem, that he agrees to what they're saying. Yeah, Amrav Chanina, Shvami Nocha, so much of Kodesh Baruch emes. The signature of Kodesh Baruch was emes, and Kodesh Baruch was masking to their taina. But now they got to get rid of the Yetzirah. Yeah, Hashem was masking, but now you got to do the job. They fasted 3 days and three nights. Masru and L.A., they was given over to them. The Yetzirah was given over to them. How did it come out? Nafak, it came out. Also, Kiguria Denura, came out a little like lying cub of fire, came flying out of the base of Kodesh Kodashim. Came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Holy of Holiest. Amalu, so now they saw it running away. Amalu Navi Yisrael. So Zechariah, who was the Navi, told the Anshe Gazdela, "Hani Yitzhar of Zechariah, that's the Yitzhar, that's it, go catch it." Shanema, it's in the Pasuk, Vayem Ezeis Harisha. So Vahari Tafsuo, when they're grabbing it, lay, Ishtamet Benusim Mazayah, one of his hairs fell out of this little lion. Vahroma Kala, and it started screaming. Vahoz Kala Aramea Parsi, and it went 400 Parsi to scream. And they were worried that this was like a tefillah that he wants to still be around the Yetzirah. Maybe they'll rachm l'mashmayim and allow him to stay. This Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Amar lahu Navi. So Zechariah told him, "Shadu b'dud zavara. Put it into a pot made out of lead. V'chafu l'pum b'avara and cover it with lead. Davara. The davara mishav shalva kerel because davara absorbs the sound and it won't be able to hear his sound coming out of it. Shnemar, like it says in the pasuk Zechariah, v'yemer zoyis harisha. He says this is the yetzahara. V'yashlech yisal teicha eifah v'yashlech ze'evan eferes alpia. They covered it with a stone of lead. Amru, so Anshe Knesset Gedolah said to himself, "Poil ve'es rotenu. It sounds like good es rotenu. Get rid of some yetzaharas." Let's get rid of the Yetzahara of Arias. Bo Rachme, so they davened, and it was put into their hands. But Amar Lahu, the Yetzahara told the Chazal, Chazu, the Katlisu, Lahu, if you kill me, if you kill the Yetzahara, Kalya Amba, there'll be no children born in the world anymore. So they tried it out. Chavshu, they put him in jail, 3 days. Ubo Bisebas Yoyma, they wanted an egg. A one-day-old egg, b'chalat shalom, b'chalat shalom, b'chalat shalom, couldn't find it. Like Rashi explains that the fish of pasuk achimum and ayim, a fillo oisin she'ibra v'atarga. Even if they were very pregnant, they weren't getting baked anymore. They weren't getting ripened anymore. Whatever the right word is, whatever the word is, it wasn't turning into a chick. And because there was no more chimum anymore, because they took away the yitzhar of arayis, this is not possible. You need this. So what do you do? So Amri Hechana, what you do? Nikdele, if you kill it, Nakalyama, there's no more world. Neboye Rachma Apalge, so maybe you have an idea. Let's daven on half, which means we should daven that a person should only have a taiva for his wife and not for anyone else. Bigavaldi. But Palge Barakia lo Yavi, the only thing is half things in Shemaim. Either you get the whole thing or nothing. So what they do, Kachlinule Na, they darken the eyes of the Yetzahara, they put the shoe polish in the eye, Vishavku, let it go. And that worked, that did something. It weakened the Yetzahara a little bit. Bahani, it worked, like Megari Bela Inchivikivasa. A person doesn't have so much taiva for his relatives. He still has the taiva of Arias, but not for his relatives. And that happened since they at least darkened the eyes of the Yetzahara. They weakened the Yetzahara a little bit, that for Kravas, there's not such a big Yetzahara. This is the way they had the girsa about the shaila what Hagadol means. Rav Gidol Amagadol Shagov Shem Afurish. Rav Gidol says that when Ezra said, when he made the bracha of Varach Ezra, Hashem Alekim Hagadol, it means Shem Amafurish. Rav Masto Amadifim Shat. He said they were Masakin. This is the answer because we know. We say in davening, Okel Hagadol Givanar. We know we say in davening, in the first bracha on Shemoneh Esrei, "Kel Hagadol Givan Eiro." This is when they were sacking it. V'hod Rav Masna, Makler of Shmuel Levi. Rav Masna is a raya to the Yisrael of Shmuel Levi. The Rav Shmuel Levi, Lama Nikur Shmon Anche Knesses Dayla. Why are they called the Anche Knesses Hagadol? You know why? Shachziru Atarul Yeshna. They return the crown to the old glory. Also, Moshe in the Torah says, "Omar Kel Hagadol Hagiba Vaneiro." So already Moshe Rabbeinu used this language when you are talking about the Hashem, you say Akel Hagod L'Givan Eru. But when Yirmiyah was davening, also Yirmiyah v'Amar Nachrim Mekarkim Echalod Nachrim are screaming in the Heichal B'Shas the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Ayin Neiroisav. Where is the Neiroisav? So differently, Amar Neira. Yirmiyah in his Tefillah did not say the word. He skipped out the word Neira. It says in the pasuk there by Yirmiyah, it says Oisachesa Alafin Mishalim Oven Oves Elchek Beinayim Achreim Hakel Hagadol VaGibar Hashem Tzavakos Vay. Don't say Neira, because where's the Neira? Also Daniel, when Daniel daven, Amar Nachrim Mishdaven Mevonav, Nachrim Mishdaven Mevonav is in the 70 years of Golus. Ayin Gvura, so where's the Gvura? Lo Yama Gibar. He said Alashin Hakel Hagadol VaNeira. He didn't say Gibar. Also Inu came the Anshe Knesset Gedola, Vomer Adarab, Adarab. Zui Gvurasa. This is Gvurasa. Shekhovish Yisrael, just an Erech Abraham Rishoyim. He allows the Rishoyim to be mishtabed with the Klal Yisrael for 7 years. It doesn't do anything to them. That's the godless Hashem. He has the patience with the Rishoyim, and he doesn't right away destroy them. That's a Gvura. Ve'elam Neiroisov. Shel Molim Marz Gars Baruch Hu Heich Uma Achas Yichayim Meskayim and Umas. He says there's no Neiro because they went into Mekarkarim Be'echaloi. What do you mean? They could have destroyed the Gans Klal Yisrael. Hashem didn't let. And this tiny little Uma is still around for 3,000 years. It's still around since Matan Torah became an Uma, and it's a small little Uma, and it's still around as strong as ever. That is the Neiro of Akaris Baruch Hu. That's why they returned it. Now the question is, how did Yirmiyah and Daniel take it out? And Moshe Rabbeinu said it. How do you take it out? You're taking out words that Moshe said. They know Akash Baruch is Amiti. And they held that this wasn't Neiro, it wasn't Gevura, they're not going to say it. Akash Baruch was MS. And if they feel that somehow that Mida is missing, they won't say it. But Mai said, Ashkenaz says, no, the Mida is here, and therefore they returned it to its glory. It says that the Kohen Gadol learns three parashas. It learns the parasha of Yom Kippur and Achrei Mois. He lanes a parasha of Yom Kippur in Emor v'Ach Ba'Asar, and then he lanes by heart the parasha of Parash Pinchas, parasha Musafin and Pinchas. So what do you see from here? That you skip from Achrei Mois to parasha Emor. Pray the Marakash of Rav Minu. How you skip while you're laning? It says in the Brayis, some Adalgam and Avi. In a Novi, you can skip while you're laning. Even Adalgam and Torah, you don't skip while you're laning the Torah. So the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. The reason why you don't skip by the Torah is because you don't want Tirchet Tzibura, people to sit and do nothing. But if it's a short amount of time, so from Achrei Mois to Ach Ba'asar, it's only two parashas, it's from Achrei Mois to Parashas Emor, so it's not so much to skip. The time the Meturgamin finishes teaching the Psukim and interpreting and explaining the Psukim, you'll be up to there already, so it won't be in a Tirchet Tzibura. Like Kasha, Kam Gdesh Yifsek HaTurgamin, Kam Gdesh Lo Yifsek HaTurgamin. That means the only problem of skipping in the Torah is only if it's very long. But if it's short, it's fine. Freyta Gemara, V'Halo Katani, even by Navi, it's only in that time. V'Halo Katani, V'Dalagim V'Navi, V'Dalagim V'Taira. V'Ad Kam V'Dalag, it says in the Brais, there, V'Gdesh Lo Yifsek HaTurgamin, HaVatari Klal Ka'aloi. The Gemara's Kash is, even the Brais that says V'Dalagim V'Navi is also in a short time. It's Masra in the Torah, it can never be V'Dalag. On my Baya, like Kasha, Kam B'Nye'echa, Kam Mishdei Yonim. In the same Indian, you're allowed to be medallic in Torah as long as you write them at the time. If it's two in Yonim, even immediately you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because since the Torah has a bunch of mitzvahs and oinshim, if you go from Indian to Indian, people are going to get mixed up. Masha'inke by Navi, it's allowed. You're allowed to have a medallic by Navi, as long as it's in the right time frame, even if it's a different Indian, you're allowed to do it. Vatanya b'nechusa, which Tanya means we have a raya to this. Vatanya the raya says like this: Medalgam b'Torah b'inyan echad. You like skip b'Torah b'inyan echad. Ubenavi even b'shnei yonim. Kan uvekan b'kedesh yefsek haTorgamin. Both cases have to be in a short enough time that Torgamin did not finish saying his interpretation and the taitch of Pesukim. But ve'im medalgam b'navi l'navi. You can't skip from one Navi to another Navi. That means in two in Yonim, even though we allowed you to go two in Yonim for a short amount of time, but from one Navi to another Navi, from Yirmiyah to Zechariah, you're not allowed to do. But what about Navi Shnei Masar? So Dalgan, by the Navi of Trey Asar, since there's such small Naviim, it's still like one Navi, you're allowed to skip. Well, that, so Dalik Masayf HaSayf HaKhlasin. But even in Trey Asar, you can't go backwards. You only go frontwards. You only skip frontwards, you can't skip backwards. It doesn't mean from beginning to Sefer Tehillim. It just means you can't go backwards even a little bit. You can't go Mafreya at all from beginning of Sefer, from the end of Sefer to the beginning of the Sefer. That you can't do even by Trey Asar.